USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Isaias is expected to brush the southeastern coast of Florida today. The update from USA's Chris Barnes.
It could reach Florida as a Category 2 storm, and a hurricane warning is in effect from Boca Raton to Daytona Beach. On Sunday, it's expected to veer north along the eastern seaboard as a Cat 1 or 2 into early next week. In its path, the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic states, and ultimately New York and southern New England.
Meanwhile, in North Carolina, a state of emergency has been issued ahead of Isaias. Governor Roy Cooper gave a briefing on Friday.
Hurricane preparations will be more complicated given the COVID-19 pandemic, and families and businesses need to keep that in mind as they get ready.
Cooper says the hurricane could reach his state on Monday, with the storm's biggest impact on Monday night. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
A Marine training exercise in California has deadly results. USA's John Hunt has more.
Eight Marines were missing and one found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. Two Marines were among those rescued that were injured. One was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds.
Educators in Florida have gotten creative to bridge the digital divide. Rocky Hanna leads the Leon County Schools. He told CBS News.
Even back to last spring, we retrofitted buses with smart technology and parked them in Section 8 housing complexes where we had high concentrations of our students that were living that could then log in, jump in on that access point.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Twitter has brought charges against three individuals over hacking. USA's John Hunt has more.
Three people have been charged with carrying out the hacking attack on Twitter in mid-July, in which the accounts of prominent people were taken over. State authorities in Florida say 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was the mastermind of the attack. He now faces 30 state felony charges, and federal charges may also be filed. Federal authorities also announced that Mason Shepard of Bangor Regis in the United Kingdom was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and the international access of a projected computer. Nima Fazeli of Orlando was also charged by federal authorities with aiding and abetting the international access of a protected computer. The arrest came after an intensive investigation by the FBI, IRS, Secret Service, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The accounts targeted in the attack included those belonging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and entrepreneur Elon Musk.
President Trump said he will ban the popular video app TikTok from operating in the United States, rejecting a potential deal for Microsoft to buy the app from its Chinese-owned parent company. Trump says he has the authority to do that through an executive order. It was reported that Microsoft has held talks with the app's Chinese owner ByteDance for some time. The company has declined to comment. Get news anytime on demand at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.